listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Tirza Price, and this is episode 256.5. And this week, I'm going to be diving into the stacks to talk about two fun novels that play with history. But first, let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo. This is one I'm actually super excited about. I liked Leigh Bardugo's other adult fantasy books, and so I'm really looking forward to this one. It's set in the Spanish Golden Age during a time of high-stakes political intrigue and glittering wealth. It follows Luzia, a servant in the household of an impoverished Spanish nobleman who reveals a talent for little miracles. Her social climbing mistress demands Luzia use her gifts to win over Madrid's most powerful players, but what begins as simple amusement takes a dangerous turn. Luzia will need to use every bit of her wit and will to survive, even the help of Guillén Santángel, an immortal familiar whose own secrets could prove deadly for them both. So The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo is on sale now. And like I said, it's a must-read of the season. It's perfect for anyone who loves history, a little bit of magic, a lot of danger. You can get your copy now at leighbardugothefamiliar.com. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Unchipped, the most epic dystopian science fiction adventure series that you've probably never heard of. And bonus points because it's Finnish. And when's the last time you read a Finnish dystopian science fiction novel? Right, okay. So in this one, humanity is destroying itself as the cities burn, which sounds kind of familiar. It is the time of the great affliction. In this terrible world, a new hope arises. The Happiness Program, which is the creation of Finnish pharmaceutical genius Dr. Laura Solomon. With happiness, pills, mind mapping, and microchips, Dr. Solomon intends to build a new world for the worthy few. Which sounds like a perfect plan and nothing could go wrong, right? Right. So this is a raw but fun dystopian sci-fi adventure with an unusual premise describing what happens when technology rules humanity. Either you're chipped living inside the AR society or you're left outside to barely survive. Make sure to check out Unchipped by Taya DeVere. And thanks again to Unchipped, the most epic dystopian science fiction adventure series that you probably never heard of, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, I don't know about you all, but it's certainly been a month and I found myself reaching for books that I know will definitely make me laugh or make me happy in some small way. So even if I'm not reading humor books, I definitely want something that's just like so far removed from my reality that I can really escape into it. And I'm all about comfort genres right now. So one of my favorite subgenres of literature is historical fiction with a twist. So books that are set in our historical real world, but they might include fantasy elements or maybe they're a little bit anachronistic in some way. So I have two excellent recommendations in this realm, and I also feel like they complement each other really well. So if you need some marathon comfort reading, these might just do the trick. My first pick is A Spy in the House, which is the first novel in the Agency series by Y.S. Lee. So really, this entire series is just an utter delight, but I'll just tell you about the first book. So the first book, and actually this entire series, follows Mary, who is an orphan, and she is caught stealing as a child in Victorian London, and that's really bad, and she's sentenced to the gallows. But she's rescued by a really kind woman who enrolls her into a school. And it's not like a Lowood type institution, but a respectable school where Mary gets a good education and she grows up to become a teacher. It's then that the headmistresses reveal the truth, that the school is a cover for a super secret spy agency all run and staffed by women. They invite Mary to join them, and of course she says yes, because who would say no to this? The bulk of the first book is about Mary's first mission, where she must infiltrate the house of a wealthy merchant and look for clues as to why his cargo ships keep going missing. So she poses as a companion to his teenage daughter, which is a kind of precarious position as Mary is not quite a servant, but neither is she family or friend, because she is being paid to be there. And it's also complicated by the fact that the daughter of the house is madly in love with a young man her parents don't think is suitable. So Mary really has to balance her companionship duties with her investigation, which takes an interesting turn when she finds the facts of the case circling closer and closer to a secret that Mary has kept for over a decade. And it's this personal secret that no one knows, not even her handlers. And she's afraid that if it gets out, it could jeopardize everything that she has, the entire life that she has built for herself. So the really fun thing about this book is the author does not reveal what that secret is up front. You are kind of in the dark as the reader, and it's something that, you know, many readers might be able to guess, but some might not, and it was really fun. I really like this book because I feel like the only unrealistic thing about it is the spy agency, if that makes any sense. I mean, I would love to believe that there is a super sophisticated spy network completely run by women that existed in Victorian England. But overall, this book feels very deeply rooted in history and setting, which is no surprise as Lee has a PhD in Victorian era London history and everyday life. So I just learned so much about the time period. And one thing I really appreciated about this story is that Lee doesn't whitewash all of her characters, as tends to happen in many books set in Victorian England. Lee proves that people of color were living and working in Victorian London, and yes, they probably weren't always very well treated, but they did exist. And so if you end up picking this book, you'll find that you'll also probably want the sequels as well, because they're very readable. Each book is a standalone mystery, but they build upon each other, and there's this rather sweet flirtation with a young city planner throughout the series, too, that you'll definitely just want to pick up the next book to see where that goes. So this series is complete. It's completely available in paperback. And again, that first book is A Spy in the House, book one of the Agency series by Y.S. Lee. So my next pick also has some similar elements, but with a fantasy twist. It is Newt's Emerald by Garth Nix. And some readers might recognize Garth Nix as the author of the Abhorsen series, which is a really excellent fantasy series that I want to say came out in like the 90s or early 2000s, and then it was revived with another sequel rather recently. But a lot of people might not know that Newt's Emerald is a standalone historical fantasy mystery, and it's really, really great fun. So it's set in Regency era England, mainly in London, and it's about Lady Truthful, nicknamed Newt, who is just turning 18 and about to make her debut into society. And she's really excited about this, as probably most young ladies were in this time period. But she's also excited because on her 18th birthday, she's set to inherit the famous Newington Emerald, which is this very big deal in this time period and setting because magic exists, and the Newington Emerald is a conduit for magic, and it is very, very, very powerful. And it used to belong to Newt's mother. Unfortunately, Newt didn't really inherit much magic. But because her mother was a fairly famous sorceress and this emerald's a big deal, she's excited to see it and to have it for herself. But just as Newt's about to receive this emerald at a dinner party that her father throws, this weird, horrific storm blows through, and through some sleight of hand, it disappears, and her father is taken ill immediately. So it's very, very bad luck that this emerald disappears, because it's very powerful and there's a lot of family lore associated with it. So the only thing to do is to get it back. But because her father's sick, Newt must go to London herself and figure out where it's gone. So she stays with a great aunt who agrees to help her. And they decide that it's no good to hire a man to search for it themselves. They are going to find it. But also, in order to preserve Lady Newt's, you know, place in society, she has to disguise herself as a boy. And so they come up with a whole persona for her, this French cousin who wants to become a priest and has come to town to search for this emerald. It's a really fun twist, and one that, you know, sort of works, but not quite. And it's definitely put in peril when Newt runs into a young man with some naval connections who's supposed to be helping, but also seems to be hindering her search. And he's got some secrets of his own. And then, of course, it all goes horribly awry with a kidnapping, and they uncover this plot that is being engineered by this evil sorceress. So it's definitely more on the fantastical romance side, but it's really great fun if you enjoy books about girls masquerading as boys, if you like adventure, magical London, the Regency era, and of course, romance. So it's a standalone fantasy too, which is nice because if you have series fatigue and you just want something fun and enjoyable that doesn't require a big reading commitment, this is the book for you. It's so enjoyable that I've actually read it twice, and now that I'm talking about it, I would not mind a reread. So that is Newt's Emerald by Garth Nix. And that is it for me, book nerds. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy during these weird and turbulent times and that you're well stocked with books. Thank you so much to our sponsor, Book Riot Insiders. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please show us some love by leaving us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts because it helps other book nerds find us. If you want to connect with me, see pictures of my books and very sassy cat, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Tears of Price. That's TIRZAHPRICE. And I will be back next month on a regular episode of All the Books with Liberty and with another Backlist Books recommendation episode. So thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.